continuing to improve. One of the great things about Iowa agriculture is we're always looking at what we can do to make things better. And we're getting great help on Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, including the companies who are helping us out, like UPL and a new nitrogen usage efficiency product. We'll learn details coming up on Money Matters in just a moment. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Moving forward in pushing the yield curve and also reducing inputs is where UPL is helping Iowa farmers, according to Thad Hayes.
Yeah, we're going down that road as well. Not just sustainability, but the stewardship of the land and stewardship of what the inputs are for the growers. So we're looking at different in-furrow applications or foliar applications to make the plant more efficient, as well as the soil more efficient long-term to have sustainable growth for that grower. And for the future generations of farmers to come.
Now he says they're absolutely thrilled. The research and development that has taken place with a new product, nitrogen use efficiency product, that's going to be out in Iowa fields in just a few months.
We're going to set to launch that hopefully this spring or get it out there in some hands of some growers and fully launch it this summer potentially too. But we got to wait on the regulatory issues and get those things taken care of. But as we bring that forward, it looks to be where we can bring nitrogen that's applied to the soil more efficiently into the plant, into that corn plant. It's an analogy of taking a truck and having a 24-gallon tank and making a 32 or 34-gallon tank. We can bring it more in, store it in that plant so that it can move it around when it needs it. Rather than cannibalize that stock when it takes it, it actually allows the nitrogen to be mobile in the plant and move around.
That would be a significant change, no question about that. But again, the advancements continue to come, and we have that to be thankful for on Thanksgiving. I'm Edie Peterson.